bandwidth, practically for the last 12 years. I will be taking all of you through a candid on-stage discussion since we've crossed the lunch now and I see some people just walking out. So I'd like to make it very candid and I'm going to try and make light conversations during our discussion. And now we are all here among the people who are going to decode the design event for 2019. So Mahdi, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start the rapid fire round. So you've been in the industry for over 3 decades and very successfully leading the Arjun of brand and heading the way that lifestyle, wearing many circles in the profession now. How do you see the manufacturing product industry changing in 2019 with color and geometric patterns? If you can help us with how do you foresee design trends evolving in India when it comes to sustainability as a material?
Thank you. First of all, bad throat. So I try my best to unbox myself. Right? I told Anshul in a sideline conversation that मुझे सवालों से बहुत डर लगता है. लेकिन जवाब देना मुझे अच्छा लगता है. वो भी एक चीज है. So, so first of all, very pleased and privileged to be amongst the design and architect fraternity. You know, there's a challenge for me here, all right? Along with a bit of context, so there's a challenge for me. There is a reality or a fact, and then there's an opportunity. So the challenge is two-pronged, first of all. Challenge is not there. So one challenge is that I'm not from design fraternity at all. So that's one thing. I'm talking about myself, right? The second challenge for me is and then I'm amongst the experts here, so that becomes a pretty challenging situation for me. The fact is that I am heading a design company. You know, that makes my life a little challenging. And there's one more challenge I would like to say: I am 15 days into this job. All right, so please bear with me. I'm fresh from the oven, very fresh. But pretty hot, I promise you. Right? And the opportunity for me is actually two-pronged. So the opportunity for me is, while I don't know anything, yet I have an opportunity to learn. And while I'm amongst experts, I will learn today. So that's one opportunity. And the second opportunity for me is, you know, to see things differently. As an organization, Arjunox has a very strong history in this domain. And that's where I think we as a brand have created a very strong niche for ourselves, right? You know, I'm going to wear my marketing lens. I'm from a marketing background. Design for me is more of it's a way to break the monotony. It's a way either you are in a commodity space or you are a brand. And design adds some zinc to the brand and allows a brand to break away from the commodity space. And that's what Arjunox actually does. There is one thing which we do very effectively as a brand, and that's what I think I would like to highlight here, is that all our work which we do, it's very much insights-led. So we are a consumer-centric company, a customer-centric company. And when I say customer here, the audience sitting here and the architect sitting here and the designer sitting here, they also are my customers. Yeah? And hence, there's a learning which we as an organization always draw. To just give you an understanding. Today in informal conversations, we were learning from our architects. How should we create our brochure? How should the brochure look like? How would they like to see the brochure? It's in a printed form or it's in an e-form. The reason why I'm making this point is that's also an element of design. So for us, design is not just in the product. Design is actually in whatever we do. It's the experience which we create for our consumers, our customers, starting from prospecting to the delivery and to the sustainable engagement which we bring between the shipment over a period of time, that is everywhere we incorporate insights into the design process.
But for 2019, do you have any specific vision?
Yes, so there is no vision per se. So we did a little bit of research, and we have been, as I said, we're in science-led organization. So the research eventually indicates, you know, a couple of things. I'm reading it out because there are many factors, but I just would like to highlight a few of them which I've read. While we deliver kitchens, we deliver home decor products, we deliver tableware products and plumbing solutions. Functionality is definitely in. I mean, they cannot go away. They should be functional. But design is not about just a label and a status per se. It's all about addressing emotions and expectations. That's what we have learned. And now, in light of this, there are a couple of things which have come out. First thing is that we are focusing a lot on material. So when we say material, we are breaking away from the clutter. The clutter is just of the kitchens for argument's sake. So kitchens are always, anyone who speaks about kitchens, they say, oh, it's wood carpets, it's wood shutter. We create 1700 colors in instance. It's a stainless steel led product. The question is how effectively we use this as a material from stainless steel and how we create an experience around stainless steel to deliver impeccable design for our consumers. The second thing which I've noticed, you know, in our experience of it is, you know, earlier the colors in the palettes were natural. Now they are no longer there. This is what it is. Then now we are looking at consumers as having brighter hues. We have dual tone expectations now. The blacks and the matte finish are in. So we have noticed that the consumers are more demanding and more entwined than they were earlier. And someone was already talking about, Pinterest and Google, and all this is helping us in that effect, in terms of decoding their expectations of this design.
So do you think that the client is asking for more dramatic colors?
They are asking for very, very dramatic colors, very different colors. And they're very strange, rather, I would say, they're not settling in for subdued. So that's, and the last thing which I've seen, which is not yet fully in, but now catching up, is the infusion of technology in whatever we do, especially the kitchen front. So how Internet of Things is actually, they're trying to invoke that. I mean, as our creativity and as our technology advancements are taking place, how IoT is also getting infused into the scheme of things. I think as an organization, again, from an insight-side perspective, our team is very focused on understanding more about consumer aspirations and trying to infuse material, technology, colors to deliver what they intend to have from us.
Thank you,
Mandy.
Thank you so much. Asha, okay, so you've been leading the design team at Studio Lotus for many years. With multidisciplinary designers and architects in your team, and with newer design technologies, how do you see an overall change in the design industry in the coming year? You see an uplift in the quality and iterations of patterns that we can quickly arrange and how using different materials we will be able to digitally fabricate surfaces, retail shops in particular.
Okay, so this conversation of trends appears like a sort of a little bit scale in the studio. Like you said, the market is very changing. We're not a very trend-led organization, to be quite frank. Some might say that we're a rock. Aware of things, but it does come up, and that's like the nice thing about having questions about the coming product. I think with designers, the conversation that we are having with young designers is that you're understanding what a trend is and how to interpret it, so that you can deliver something novel as an experience in space for the customer is really the challenge. Like, we all sometimes try to understand what trend is a very superficial way, which is the way that you would put this color is trend. And that's completely justified. I understand the trend. The thing is that when you're studying the trend, there should be something that's emerged. being the clientele that you take and understanding what is motivating them and what shifts that they're experiencing and then creating space to suit that is really what translating strategies come down to for us. So whether you're working simplistic function of the would be to serve food and to look at 2,000 services. So the thing is, if you try looking at the millennial audience and focusing on spaces, there is no distinction to them between spaces for work, spaces for leisure, spaces for play. So all the spaces that you start designing automatically take on these multi-layered programming programs. So they transform from co-working spaces to becoming leisure spaces in the evening, to becoming watering holes after work, to becoming the morning, and that kind of transformation space is something that we see as an emerging. Specific to retail? So it's interesting, because in retail, so something that I feel is an emerging in my retail audience is this need for authenticity, which you start seeing even through advertising. There was a time when you're talking about, oh, who's our product and make your life better. The tone is much more use our product and it will help you be who you are in the way that you like. And the whole tonality of the conversation that the brands are having with customers has changed. And that's happened, I think, largely because the customers themselves are much more informed, much more comfortable with who they are. We're not looking to the West anymore for a point of inspiration. We have, we finally come to some sort of a comfort with our own identity. Whatever aspect of our own tradition, we dress it in a way that we feel comfortable with it. And you see that in retail as well, when you look at fashion. You have a lot of designers who are doing very interesting clothes with Indian silhouettes woven in with Western colors. And it's really interesting. Something which then translates to retail space for us. So a while ago, the conversation was trying to have online presence, retail space, television, such a way. Now, if you look at Indian audience, it's such a tactile society. There are only tough steps, but we have to dekhna padega what is the product like. So we have a lot of online players now who are actually coming to the offline space. So it's a very interesting sort of reverse movement that's happening. So you have Lenskart and Lightwood and these kinds of brands that are now starting to go to offline spaces. But the opportunities they have now is the products are fully visible online. So the offline space is actually becoming with detailed features where you can deliver brand experiences, where you can go beyond just trying to sell your product, but you can sell the idea of your brand. So we recently did this Royal Enfield Jalash Cafe in Goa. Now Royal Enfield, as you all know, is one of the leading brands in the nation, motorcycle. And a few years ago, they diversified into lifestyle accessories. So they're now doing carbon, they're doing other packaging accessories. And for them, Jalash Cafe was almost become a kind of fashion project where you have a retail store, you can buy your product, you also have a service center. It's conveniently located on the path that a lot of road trips end up having for entry riders. And there's a bar and a cafe and a small exhibition space where there will be there for the brand. So the whole space, every touch point from the menu on the cafe to the exhibition space to the service center speaks about the brand's philosophy. How the brand connects to its customers. And that is an example of how retail can play these multiple programs.
Can you generalize it? Like, I think we all have seen the Royal Enfield cafe and the retail store that you guys have done. But it's very funk and it's very raw. Can you generalize as a trend for 2019 or for the future years? Can you highlight one element that will go in terms of pattern or design or color that will go forward?
I find that very hard to be honest. One pattern, one color, and one design.
Included your Manik's conversation
sure.
With us, that you know people are asking for dramatics.
Yeah.
So probably in detail, I would say that people are asking for
people asking
today's
for stories. Stories about the brand. Stories they relate to, stories that they feel like they can be a part of, or they can be a character in the brand. And whether it's through the product, whether it's through the space, whether it's through whatever service the brand provides.
So every retail store you say is a different design, it's a different color palette, it's a different pattern. It's completely on the client.
It's completely on the client, but what is important, and what I hope brands also start recognizing, because there are some who do and some who still don't, is that the narrative that you are communicating publicly to your clients, to your customers, is very important. So, how does their product
we're actually trying to tell their story in terms of design. So we are trying to bring the story out in terms of design. What the client wants, what the client is.
Yeah, we're basically just taking, we're just understanding, at least our own development team is using what the client's narrative is and to put it across in the best light possible, using the best media possible. Now that could be language, it could be bright colors. It could be technology, it could be a completely online platform and maybe doesn't require an offline service at all.
Thank you so much. You've created a niche for Chrome Design Studio with Godspeed, term taken quite literally. Churning hospitality projects in a city, so much color, pump and enthusiasm. Please can share and throw some light on color therapy or fashion or design trends that you see in the hospitality industry in the coming years. So basically, we've got one word from you, declutter. fabulous corporate design profile along with residences, hospitality, all throughout. You're the design principal for Meraki Design and strong innovative conceptual thinker. So, and you are into photography as well. So, can you lay some light on simple versus complex?
Those are soft walls, or just soft, and even in that.
Please take over the mic now. I'm Sasha. So she's the editor of Services and Photo Magazine, and she's seen the industry from a completely different perspective. We've gone through textures, patterns, designs, and colors more than any of us, I think, now. Because we've seen all our work. So, if you could talk about surfaces and pigments, what's
your perspective? So, I would like to show through our presentation. Surfaces, trends, panels, finishes, and everything. But I don't think there is anything called trend as such. I think it all depends upon various factors in which a different person live. Like I'm having a presentation out here. Appearances of surfaces. So these are the four things that I want to tell you about. The first is organic love, the second at home with the world, third busy bee, and the third untamed. Untamed, I mean, I'm proud of the millennials. Okay. So organic love is something I think it is never going to go out of fashion. It's about being with nature, being one with, whatever we feel, a very comfortable way. So there are always going to be people who are going to love surfaces and finishes which are organic in nature. They would always like to be surrounded by something that they feel cozy about. And this is never going to go out of trend. Next is at home with the world. What I mean by this is, we are all in a stage where we are all well traveled. Okay, we go to various places, cities, towns, and we draw inspiration from a lot of things. It's like it's my corner in my home, or it's his corner in the home. It's her corner, it's daughter's corner, it's son's corner. So we are nowadays seeing families with people having their own taste and with collection of things, collection of their choice of things. And I think this is going to grow as as the world is getting smaller and smaller and information is more and more available and we are traveling more and more, we are going to see homes where it's more of the individual space that are going to matter, and people are going to be, collecting things from around the world and creating their space. So the kind of the surfaces these kind of homes will have is kind of a neutral background, kind of a background with a palette of their own choice. It can be really a mix of a lot of things together in one space. A lot of things, something from Italy, something from India, something from somewhere else. It's about creating our own space, our own corner, and giving space to the other person who wants to create their own corners as well. The next is busy bee. It is for people with multiple roles. Like I know many of you here, sitting here, and many of our speakers already, what kind of life we live. Like, sometimes we are a dad, mom, daughter, son. Sometimes we are a CEO of a company, someone is a professor, someone is again coming back and, doing our own practice. And so many roles like this, like we are living multiple roles. I see people like that using very, very, very neutral palette, very, very neutral at the same time with the tactile, with the tactile experience, with the kind of finishes where finishes are going to get more importance in their case, and something that they do not get bored of. Like something if they are having some finishes and surfaces which are there since 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the line, someone will not get bored. Next is the untamed millennials. I think millennials are the ones who are bringing a lot of variety to surfaces and finishes. I see them experimenting, and it's very nice to see how, you know, out of the world things are very much acceptable in that world, and that's what millennials will be seeing more, even in 2019 and beyond. We'll be seeing a lot of experiments with 3D, we'll be seeing a lot of experiments with finishes, and we'll be seeing a lot of experiments with sheets. So expect anything in this case. So overall, from florals and animal prints of 2018, we are moving to very interesting geometric shapes and lines, and you know, something that's having some character at the same time is very interesting. I see designs that show care. I see designs, you know, I can see people bringing in designs that show they care for something. Some are caring for animals, some are plants, some are for some causes. So I see designs bringing in that kind of a personality of people, you know, that care aspect of the persons in their own interiors as well. I also see a lot of interesting geometry patterns coming in. Something like, you know, that you just look and say, wow, and then kind of, you know, every time you look at, you find it something new to that. In terms of finishes, I know that UCS gloss, we are seeing it's continued in terms of laminates and other materials that you see. At the same time, I see super matte taking over in many occasions, because, you know, as you go for colors like black and all that, maps, the super matte color is really going to be there even this year. We'll see a more of rustic and raw material in fabrics and all that. And I see the, you know, culturally relevant art pieces and design in our interiors. As Natasha is also, you know, just talking about that, yes, we are no more aping the West. So I see cultural relevance, something that you know, something that brings the soil of the place that you belong to, and we feel proud about it. I also see surfaces that tell stories will get a lot of emphasis. You know, something that talks beyond the design, something that talks beyond you know, what the aesthetic value, something that talks about the story is going to stay. Color of the year, as you know, like in 2018, it was ultraviolet, okay, but this year the color is, I feel, you know, I also agree with this one, the coral. I also think rust, coral, and all these colors are going to get a lot of importance. Materials, we can see concrete, brick, stone, metal, everything in. At the same time, I see the new addition of steel as materials defining surfaces of 2019. So thank you so much, and definitely I will be eager to know your views after the presentation. Thank you.